Exodus 6, verses 5 to 8. Covenant Assurance. This is what God says to Moses. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. And I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord. Exodus 6, verses 5 to 8. Covenant assurance. I have heard, I have seen the groaning of my people. I have seen the slavery. I have felt the pain and the anguish. And I come down now. And say to them, Moses, say to them, I am coming down now to redeem you with tremendous power and great deliverance. And I will display my hand and my judgments and my might to Pharaoh. And you will be my people, and I will be your God. I shall make you into my own special people, my nation. These are tremendous words of comfort and consolation and assurance and hope. These are the things that Moses has to say in the Old Covenant. Redemption, deliverance from slavery, promised land, marvelous demonstrations of God's power. There's so much here that merits further thought and exposition, but I just want to be brief in these thoughts. But of course all this is Old Covenant. It's all shadow and picture. It is land, yes. It is a literal slavery, yes. And it is a literal redemption, yes, to release from slavery. But we must not make the mistake that so many make, covenant theologians make, and move this directly into spirituality. The Israelites were not, the vast majority of them, were not a regenerate people. This is not real spiritual redemption. It's a picture and a shadow. Yes, it was a real land, but the real fulfillment of all this, of course, is in the New Covenant. All this is the Old Covenant picture and shadow to be fulfilled and substantiated in the New Covenant. Yes. The New Covenant will supersede all this. Take all this over, but make it literally true, spiritually true, for us, brother and sister, in Christ. You see, we were slaves in sin. We've been redeemed from slavery. We've entered the promised land, Christ, an everlasting rest. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Come unto me and I will give you rest. We have an inheritance in Christ, an eternal inheritance. And it's all by the sovereign power and grace of God. I know, I will show, I will display. These promises are for us. These things belong to us and our peace and our joy. They were literally true for the Israelites. They were literally true for the Egyptians and for Pharaoh. But the spirituality, the reality, the eternal reality is ours, brother, sister, yours even now. God sees your tears now. He hears your cries. He feels for your distress. Hebrews chapter 4 tells us Christ, the high priest, made a man, so he knows our distresses. He feels for us. He has been here. A man, there is a real man who feels and sympathizes with us and at all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So he knows how to care for us and help us. These things are ours in reality, brother and sister, not just in shadow and picture. The hymnwriter says, "How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?" What has he said to you? "I am, I will, I have seen, I am going to, I will be, I will take, you will know." These are the sovereign words of a sovereign, all-powerful God. "I am the Lord, the El Shaddai, the unchanging and unchangeable God, and I am your God, and you are my people." Brother and sister, will you not take this for comfort today, and consolation, and hope, and assurance today? Will you not believe it? Again and again in Scripture, you know, God harks back to this. Take Micah 7, verse 20. "I remember my covenant." Again and again, the God who has promised is the God who performs. "How firm a foundation, you saints of the Lord," that's me, that's you, brother and sister, "is laid for your faith in his excellent word." What more can he say than to you he hath said, "You who unto Jesus for refuge have fled"? I want to live on this today, my brother and sister. I want to remember this and feel this and enjoy this. I want to know this God, and I want to rejoice that this God is my God. I want to experience him more and more through our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, that's the reality of all this. All this, as I say, is a picture, an illustration of the covenant assurance we have in Christ. Unbeliever, how can I tell you what joys there are in Christ? What confidence, what assurance, what peace with God we have. Our words fail. Oh, taste and see how gracious the Lord is. I know the world says seeing is believing, but it's not, you know. Believing is seeing. Trust Christ, and then you will know what these words mean for every believer and will mean for you. "Therefore say, moreover, I have seen, I have felt, I have known, therefore I am coming with power to redeem you." Above all, of course, unbeliever, this is a picture of our Lord Jesus, who came from heaven for us. His elect, he came for sinners. He was born into this world. He lived among sinners, and he died for sinners on the cross. And those of us who are in Christ can say, "The Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And these promises, in reality, not in picture, not in shadow, belong to us. And we take them to our hearts and into our lives. Edward Mote wrote this hymn, and let me close with it. "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, Egypt, Israel in Egypt, when darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. Unchanging grace. Yes, I am the Lord, I change not. In every rough and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, and his blood support me in the whelming flood." We should see that going through the sea with Israel. "His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay." Are things giving away around you, brother or sister? Christ is the solid rock. He is your hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I trust his righteous character, his counsel, promise, and his power, his honor and his name's at stake, to save me from the burning lake. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. When I shall launch in worlds unseen, oh, may I then be found in him, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Brother, sister, take these verses, Exodus 6, 5-8, out from the Bible, and write them in your heart and in your mind. Put them in your mouth today. Speak of them. Think of them. Praise God for them. For they truly belong to you, in and through our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Spirit. An unbeliever, they can be yours, if you bow the knee to Jesus Christ now, and receive him as Savior and Lord. Do so, I urge you. Amen.